7:18 a.m. All-Star panelist and Epoch Times senior editor Roger Simon in studio with me on our newsmaker line, our good friend Congressman Tim Burchett from Knox County and the 2nd Congressional District. Good morning, Congressman Burchett.
Hey, good morning. Thanks, y'all, for having me on.
I see you're causing trouble up there again. An article in The Hill just earlier this week, a proposal by House Republicans to add term limits for committee chairs and ranking members to House rules if they win back control of the chamber, is getting enthusiastic support from some GOP lawmakers with a side of hesitation. You're enthusiastically supporting this, Congressman Burchett. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. You know, we've it seems like in Congress, if you stay around long enough, you're made a chairman. And to me, that's not a requirement, you know. And then they don't, as I like to say, we need to start putting our best players in. If the NFL was Congress, Peyton Manning would still be waiting to get in.
Well said. Maybe you could make it around 6 weeks.
Yeah, maybe. But they've, you know, when you got somebody up there 70, 80 years old, it's just, the cognitive skills aren't there. And, I mean, if they are, let them play. But if they're not, you know, we have – I mean, I asked a committee chairman how much money was in a bill, and she looked at me and said, I don't know. Next question.
Yeah, you just mentioned cognitive skills. And this is Roger Simon here. And, something I've been wondering about, and you're up there on the Hill all the time, how come the Democrats never mention a word about – Biden's very obviously challenged cognitive skills?
That's a good question. They do when we're when I can assure you they do when we're in the gym working out, or they're in the hallways, or they're outside of the committee away from the microphone.
You might as well. I wish you could record
they get
them.
It. I wish well. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be, you know, not the way you do it up there, but if we could get
that
them here.
That would be the way the Democrats would do it. That'd be the way the Democrats would do it.
That's a very good point, Congressman Burchett.
Yeah.
Very good.
It's
so
just obvious. Everybody knows it. It's not even, you know, it's not even a, I mean, remember the State of Union address when he would throw out some red meat to the liberals, you know, something about all our kids are going to be Marxists, you know, and they'd all cheer or something, you know. And then he would, the teleprompter would pop his next line up, and he would start saying it as soon as it came up over the applause of his Democrats. And you never do that.
Also, he was probably scared he wouldn't be able to read it.
Well, that's part of the problem, I'm sure. But he couldn't. It was just. It's just awful. I've had a conversation with him, and it was just I hate the term, but it is reality. It was just a word salad. It didn't make any sense. And his handlers realized that he was not making any sense, and they moved him on.
When did you have a conversation with him, Congressman Burchett?
I'd say, it was right after the congressional prayer breakfast. I caught him in the hallway going up the escalator.
What was that like? To describe that interaction for us.
Well, I was coming out. I didn't want to leave during his speech because a lot of them did that for Trump, on President Trump, and I thought that was classless. And I actually had a call with the head of TVA, but I figure, what the heck, I just skipped that. And then I didn't want to be rude to the president since I am in the group that actually puts the prayer breakfast on. So I waited the president finish, then I scurried on out the door. And I heard this clump, 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 clump coming up behind me. And I looked, and it was this big entourage, of course, the Secret Service. And I was wearing my Carhartt jacket, and this Secret Service agent grabbed me, told me to, you know, what are you doing? You're not supposed to be. Get out of here. And I said, what? And I turned, and I showed him my congressional pin. And then the head of Secret Service, who I knew, hollered at the Secret Service agent and said, in fact, no, he's fine. He's okay. And they turned to me and said, hey, I'm so sorry. And I said, no, you're doing your job. You're supposed to be protecting the president. I get it. And so I just kept on walking. And I usually don't do this, but I took the escalator. And as I turned to get on the escalator, lo and behold, there was President Biden just right there. He had his little mask on and everything. And his posse was all around him. And I said to him, I said, Mr. President, I don't agree with the dadgum thing you do. But I said, I try to pray for you every day, which is true. And he spoke to me. And I could not make out, I mean, I could make out the words, but I couldn't. It didn't go together. There was nothing there. It was a very, and I've told people I went from anger to pity towards the president because I realized at that point he is he's not in control. Someone else is, and his handler, who is very abrupt and rude, but very protective of the president, grabbed him and said something like, "We're not supposed to be. You're not supposed to be here." Or something like that, and hustled him on the escalator, and he was five or six ahead of me before I could get on the escalator.
That's a tragic story for the United States of America. I mean, you know, we could laugh, or we could, you know, if you're a Republican, you say, but this is our country, and we used to be the leaders of the free world.
Yes, sir, and this is who is the leader of the free world, and it is a very scary proposition for our country and our world right now because you're seeing people that are behind the scenes pulling the strings on Ukraine, you've got this agenda for these electric vehicles and just driving our oil industry out and wrecking our economy to do it, and it's not saving the environment. It's a much more toxic.
If Joe Biden, Congressman Burchett, if Joe Biden is not calling the shots, who is calling the shots for Joe Biden right now, today?
I think it's a combination. I think you've got a chief of staff who listens closely to Biden. Listens closely to some of Obama's people. You see them kind
of. This is a Ron Klain guy?
Yeah. And he is a hardcore liberal. And you can see that agenda and everything that's out there. And he has the president's ear. And it's pathetic. And, you know, the media ought to call this out. Obviously, they're to blame for it. They're the ones who elected him. And, you know, they trashed Trump every chance they got just constantly. And they just keep providing cover, whether it's for Hunter Biden, which is a huge, huge defense issue with China and some of these others that he's been dealing with and his access to the White House. And so there's just a lot of things going on right now that are very dangerous, especially you figure our border right now, they're just green lighted. We've had over, I think this month was 200,000 some odd people came over, and we've captured over 20, I think it's 27 now, people on the terrorist watch list. That should be it. If that was under Trump, can you imagine that headline? 27 that we know of on the terrorist watch list. I mean, these are people that come in here specifically to do us harm. And you got to ask yourself, where are the others that they're not catching?
Do you anticipate the country?
Yeah. Do you anticipate any movement to call into effect the 25th Amendment to remove the president because he's not competent?
No, I do not, because. Because the number two is much worse. I just think that would be a bad move on our part. We better, you know, the devil we know versus the devil we don't know is the old saying. And Kamala Harris is she's more dangerous than a $5.
Have you had any
gun.
Interactions with her?
Very briefly, but nothing. When she comes in, her arrogance to me is just beyond belief. And you don't see that with anybody else. And I don't know if it's an arrogance or it's or she's insecure or what. But I just she's pretty much they keep her in hiding, and she she draws her check and doesn't do a dadgum thing. And I mean, this she's over the border and she hasn't even been there and makes jokes about it. And her laughter thing is that hides her insecurity, obviously, and she's just way out of her league. And you've got staffers that are actually running this country.
Congressman Tim Burchett, on that not exactly optimistic note, we're gonna hope next time you're on the show, it's going to be a little more positive in terms of our future. Congressman Burchett, come on in studio when you're here in Nashville sometime.
I would love to. If I go to Arnold's when I'm down there, so if y'all could just do it live.
All right.
There, I would do it.
Sounds great. Thanks, Congressman Burchett.
Have
a great day.
See you, bye.
When we come back, we'll have more with Roger Simon. This is the Tennessee Star Report. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy.